Livestock grazing accounts for more than 80% of the area of land used in agriculture, more than one-third of which is in Queensland. There are a number of intrinsic challenges associated with the management of pastures in the state's grazing lands, and these pressures can lead to excessive stocking rates. John Rolfe, Professor of Resource Economics at Central Queensland University, comments on the current seasonal challenges.
Challenging season like this, you would expect that some growers will be in these types of circumstances, particularly people who've had to destock completely, and people in areas where operations are a little bit more marginal. So, and that's where you expect that it's more difficult for businesses to bounce back after these types of events.
It has been especially challenging to bounce back for Bob South, a beef farmer in Queensland who cannot afford to start from scratch owing to high stock prices.
Just with the drought, you hadn't had to sell off the cattle because there was not been no feed and the cost of feeding gets prohibitive, so you're just destocking. And to get back into stock, the prices are going to be high for quite a while. I've sold off most of the stock and just down to about, I've only got 29 head of cattle left. And yes, we had no income for 2 years and probably won't have any for another 2 years. So, you know, that's how things fare. And I'm 72 year old. I'm starting to get to a stage where I don't really want to spend the next 10 years rebuilding a herd.
Similarly, David Caldwell, another farmer, faces an identical dilemma.
The stress just moves from one thing to the next, and the stress associated with this time is purchasing stock again, because we completely destocked, and there's a certain degree of anxiety associated with the current prices, but you just got to buy some, get back into the game. That part will take, well, it's 6 months to get a lamb, and then you're looking at another 6 months before you've got anything to sell. So, and then it'll take a couple of years, you know, to get back on your feet. So,
on the other hand, Professor Rolfe says that this is standard economic activity in a drought and could be used as a transitioning period to manage other forms of agriculture.
So at the end of a drought, usually livestock numbers are down. And then when the season breaks, there's a lot of competition for cattle, so it becomes expensive to restock. That's a normal process after droughts, and the effect is much stronger when you get a really widespread drought across Australia, like we've had in the last 3 years. The second comment is that sometimes big events like drought or other climate events, you know, market crashes, they bring forward adjustment. So that's sometimes people who are leaving the industry or people who are sort of not as profitable as others, that just crystallizes the point at which they decide to change their operation.
The tough task for graziers is to be able to match their management actions to prevailing conditions while still generating an adequate income. Bob says he has adapted and migrated to goat farming as the logical alternative.
Well, right now it's raining and the river is running, all the tanks are full, and I'm feeling very well. Just, we've got a lot of goats running in this country, and I'm going to just concentrate on raising goats. They're bringing very good money at present. They're bringing more money than cattle, and we'll just have to work at doing something like that.
Professor Rolfe mentions that cattle farmers naturally have to face ups and downs, and the key lies in maintaining resilience, which is difficult for some farmers.
It's very hard for producers to be resilient to these big events. Now, governments tend to provide some support packages to help people be resilient. Generally, the finance from banking and finance industry is relatively available for people who have good business operations or good business prospects. But of course, it's a little bit tougher for those who might be more marginal.
I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. Lines belonging to the poem My Country by Dorothea McKellar. David quotes her while acknowledging that the next few years won't be easy, but he's prepared.
The records on our property show that we've been through as severe a drought as this before. And don't forget that famous poet Dorothy McKellar wrote, droughts and flooding rains, so I think it happened before. Everyone that's directly making a living off the land, they know they're going to have 3 to 5 years before they'll be back on their feet. They'll buy a few head of cattle or a few head of sheep, you know, getting enough to get a bit of cash flow, and then they'll try and breed up, but it'll take time. Mm-hmm. And that's providing we don't go back into another drought, of course.
When it comes to government support, Professor Rolfe has observed a positive shift in responses from the state. Acknowledgement of struggle and quicker resolutions are part of this shift, he says.
The other thing is that there's much wider awareness in government of the challenge of the agricultural sector, these big events, and the big monsoon flooding that occurred in northwestern Queensland 12 months ago. The government responded much more quickly than normal, I think, to that in terms of providing support to farmers. So I think we're starting to see greater recognition of these structural challenges for farmers and probably more effort to provide support more quickly than has been possible in the past.
Whereas Georgie Somerset, General President of Ag Force Queensland, disagrees and says that the support hasn't been very loud for Queensland.
So there is assistance available from the government, but it's been quite limited in Queensland as to how much you can actually directly get for a business. And the challenge now is that it will actually take probably another 12 to 18 months for people to start to generate an income from the rain that they've had in the last few weeks.
Incidentally, Professor Rolfe mentions that he is paying close attention to Chinese players in the export market that might affect the issue of supply.
The thing that's complicating this a little bit is actually what happens with our export markets. So in the last 3 years, we've had increasing growth from China in particular, and that's pushed up the price of beef because of the competition for export markets. The current issues with the virus in China and the trade issues, it's really uncertain how that will play out. So that's something that might either ameliorate the shortage in supply coming through, or if the market opens again very quickly, then or if the market continues very strongly, then it'll only exacerbate the supply issues.